according to many families of ex and current militants, the policy from the state towards militancy is catch and kill.
Hi, I'm Grishma Kuttar, and this is Voices from the Lockdown, a First Post podcast. We spoke with Kesar Andrabi about the situation in South Kashmir yesterday. We listened to interviews with families of those who've joined militant ranks, and we also looked at the manner in which militancy is taking shape in the aftermath of August 5th. In today's episode, we will continue our conversation with Kesar about South Kashmir, but we will specifically focus on the approach of the Indian government towards militancy since August 5th. Before we speak more about this with Kesar Andrabi, let me replay the interview of Raja Begum, who is the mother of Rahil Ahmed Magre from Ghanapur of Shopian district. He is an active militant, and let us just listen to her before we start this episode.
The military has been harassing us. They enter our villages, damage property, and thrash people. They do this to everyone. We are under this kind of oppression, and this is forcing our boys to pick up guns. My son witnessed killings around him, and that is the reason he joined militancy. We have spent thousands of rupees on his studies. But what do we do now? Those who leave on this kind of a mission don't come back. There is nothing we can do about the army. They came during the night and asked us, including women, to step out. A mere encounter with the forces frightens my younger son. Rahil was so young. If not for what is happening around us, he wouldn't have picked up guns. As a mother, I want my sons to be safe. We have sacrificed so much blood, but we haven't achieved anything out of this.
That was Raja Begum talking about what she thinks are the reasons why her son took to militancy.
There are two reasons. One, she has mentioned about the treatment of army towards common people and how that has triggered slowly an anger among youngsters. And slowly, with time, they prefer to join militant ranks. And there is one more reason, that is political negligence. That has been the treatment from center towards the state for the last 30 years. The continuous deferring of demands from common people of the state with respect to their rights have been continuously denying. And that those two parts, those two elements are becoming reason for youngsters to join militancy. And the most common thing that I, during my travel in southern Kashmir, like in Anantnag, Pulwama and Kulgam, the families of active militants, they shared the most common reason for their sons to join militancy was the ill treatment they have faced directly or they have witnessed around them. That was the reason.
So that sort of explains why an increasing number of youth from South Kashmir are taking to militancy. Before we move to the next segment, let us listen to an interview of Mohammed Yusuf Bhatt, the father of Suhail Yusuf Bhatt, a 23-year-old from Shopian, who was recently killed by the state for joining a militant organization.
So, what year did they join? What year did they join? June 2019.
He became a militant in June 2019. We don't know why he did this. There was no financial problem for him. He had everything. If he asked for 1,000 rupees, I would give him 2,000. There was no pressure regarding work. He was my youngest son and I wanted to send him abroad. This was the last semester of his MBA. I don't know what made him join militancy. He survived as a militant only for 8 days. I looked for him very hard. Along with his mother, I went to every corner of the valley. 7 days after he disappeared, he was killed in an encounter in Darandheru village of Shopian district. I'm very angry with the army for not informing me when they found him. If they had told me, I would have convinced him to surrender. He would have listened to me. I called the SHO at that time as well to see if I could reach him, but I was not given any information. I don't know why boys join militancy, but the presence of the army and the constant frisking is causing anger among them. Indian army has no strategy here. They just want to kill Kashmiris. They don't know how to save a youth, somebody as young as my son. When he came back from his semester, the army had raided our house and took his laptop and phone. When they told him to come to the army camp to collect the laptop, he ran away. He later told me that he was scared that they will torture him. After his killing, the army has treated us very badly. They have come many times, alleging that I gave refuge to a Pakistani militant. On one occasion, they came to my house at 3 a.m., placing the gun on my shoulder. I told them my son was a militant and he is no more. Why are they still coming here? My son has died. Let us live in peace now.
In this interview, Mohammad Yusuf Bhatt has spoken at length about how he tried to negotiate with the state to let him speak to his son, and that didn't happen. What else is there to this case?
See, this is irony that until Prime Minister Narendra Modi made his decision to, as he saw it, end the Kashmir problem, there were signs that locals here were starting to accept the idea of limited Indian rule. But people are now accusing him of causing panic, deploying more military in already heavy militarized zone, pushing youngsters to fight for their identity. According to many youth, according to many families of ex and current militants, the policy from the state towards militancy is catch and kill. Even parents of ex and active militants expressed the same. They stated that since new age militancy emerged in the valley, especially in these four districts like Pulwama, Kulgam, Anantnag and Shopian, the counter-insurgency operators have not used any policy to save the life of newly recruited militants like Suhail Yusuf. Even many expressed that the treatment after encounter with the militants, like mutilation of body, especially faces, only are adding fuel to the fire. The families of killed militants also expressed that the state and the forces have failed to form any concrete approach to deal with the new age militancy, resulting in only killings.
Okay. And how are these families like Mohammad Yusuf Bhatt or other families of slain militants or people who are allegedly in militant ranks, how are the families treated? Either by society or by the administration. What is the kind of treatment that is meted out to them?
The treatment from the society is very empathetic to them. That is, this has also created a kind of trauma for the families. Like after getting killed, after losing their sons, they feel very kind of a traumatized life. They are psychologically very depressed. And from the forces side, like Mohammad Yusuf mentioned, that irrespective of his son, he was killed in June this year. But forces still used to visit his home. He has now one son. So he mentioned that this might affect his another son also. So the kind of treatment like frequent nocturnal raids, frisking and other sort of treatment from the forces is also damaging or creating or making their lives very difficult.
In all these years of Kashmir being under some form of constant military presence, and in the three and a half decades of militancy that Kashmir has seen, has the state always had this approach that you described, that is, locate and kill? Has the state always had this approach towards militancy? Has there ever been a method to deal with militancy in a way which would not completely create more antagonism towards the state?
So back in 90s, if we compare the current age new age militancy with the 90s militancy, this is entirely different. Right now, militants who are picking up arms, they are from educated families. Their background is very strong. They come from very royal families. They don't have issues of like economic issues and other sort of issues that we have witnessed. There are reports there, but the treatment from state towards this new age militancy is there is no new approach from from authorities, from counter-insurgent operators to deal with new age militancy. Back in 90s, there was a policy from authorities, like they used to catch militants alive, and later they were released and they are right now living a normal life. But after new age militancy emerged, sparked once again in Kashmir, mostly after Burhan Wani's killing in 2016, that triggered a boom in militancy in southern Kashmir. There has been no concrete or any visible step from the authorities or from the forces side to minimize the kind of alienation, the kind of anger among youth and the forces between mainstream politics and the separatist movement. There has been no approach to minimize this gap, to calm down this anger.
So basically, if the government doesn't figure out newer or better methods of engaging with people who are or who will take to militancy, things are bound to spiral out of control. That it is time that the government figures out some other method to deal with this than just killing militants, because that clearly is only antagonizing people and making more people take to militancy.
Yeah, that is the case. See, the kind of mood what I sense from the people, that during they are observing it, like there was a guy in Koyal, Pulwama. His friend was a militant and he was also killed just in 2 months when he joined militant ranks. So he mentioned some strong points, like what he sensed out of the new age militancy in Kashmir. He said, in the larger scheme of things, rise of militancy in Kashmir works in the favor of the BJP government. They would want to militancy to rise. They would want Operation All Out. They would want to kill more militants because it satisfies their voter bank. Ki dekho hum Kashmir mein kya kar rahe hain. See what we are doing in Kashmir. We are cleaning terrorism in Kashmir. If there are no militants in Kashmir, what would government say? Then they have to solve the issue. So this is the kind of, you know, this is shaping these kind of continuous encounters, continuous killings in South Kashmir. So this is spreading the kind of notion and mindset among youngsters towards the state and the policies they have used in recent past. He further mentioned it. He kind of predicted things like in coming summer, there will be new famous militant commanders that we discussed in previous episode, that there might be rise in militancy in after winters. And he said that in media, they will be called as most wanted terrorists and later will get killed the same way as others. This is a planet cycle, according to them, according to youngsters of South Kashmir, like in Shopian, Anantanag district, Pulwama and Kulgam, because in these four districts, militancy rate is very high. And common people are seeing it like this is a planet cycle that no one wants to end.
That is all from this episode of Voices from the Lockdown. For previous episodes, visit the First Post channel on audioboom.com.